There we go.
All right. So I've noticed that if you have a pop-up in the app and you send an invite, the invite just cancels out the other pop-ups so you have to send to. It's weird, but at least I've learned that now.
Yes. Learning as we record. Today is an important thing, guys.
That it is.
Today's a wonderful day. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Team We Try's UNOVA playthrough. The last 2 days have been kind of rainy and sunny and bright out, and it looks nice.
So we decided to stay inside and do recordings. Yay!
Yes, it's cold outside, so we're staying inside and doing recordings. Hopefully some of you heard our D&D episode and enjoyed it.
Yeah, actually, that was a lot of fun to do.
Monday, we're going to continue that story. But today, we're going to continue the story of Black and White, because, you know, we earned ourselves another badge.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, do you want to tell them what you told me, or, like what happened? Or...
Well, I did earn the badge, the Boulder badge. Well, I don't know his name. I wasn't paying attention that much. But I was coming down the stairs.
I can look it up.
I was coming down the stairs this morning, and we have puppies at my house. And I was coming down the stairs, and they jumped up at me, and they knocked my DS out of my pocket, and the game cartridge fell out. I didn't save. So I was doing a bunch of odd jobs, because right after this gym, you get fly. And I was doing a bunch of odd jobs around, and I don't have it anymore. I'm redoing the gym right now.
I don't think that if you go to Clay and explain what's gonna happen, that he'll give you the Quake badge back. I think you're gonna have to fight him again.
No, I'm gonna just whoop him again. It's gonna be the run back take too. But this time I can have the amulet coin for all of the gym battles and not just that one.
Yeah. Honestly, after using it, I've gotten lots of money, but like TMs also cost a lot of money, and I've been, you know, working up to get those working up to pay to get TMs.
Honestly, yeah, TMs. So I thought I had a lot of money before, but man, TMs. So I'm gonna go get rather Thunderwave, Gyro Ball, and Return, because those are some good moves, and man, they're so expensive. And they're not even the most expensive TMs I can see. I think like the most expensive are like 30,000 each.
I mean, I know we get lots of money post-game, but in the meantime, we're stuck in Driftvale City. And between beating Elise and meeting Elder and now, there's a lot that happens. I don't know if you got through Chargestone Cave before you saved.
I did not. That was the next thing on my list, which I was going
to
do this morning.
I don't know if you want me to talk about that on this episode. But
we can
talk about it. So, as you know, last episode, we got that creepy POV anime shot of N saying, "Oh, I'm Team Plasma's king." And if you hadn't guessed already, he's your main rival in the game. He's the antagonist, if not the antagonist. And after that, we got to meet Alder, UNOVA's champion. So it's back-to-back heavy hitters. On top of that, you know, we got the Bolt badge. So after meeting Alder, Elisa has them lower a drawbridge on Route 5 that you couldn't access before. And I love that drawbridge. Mostly because, yes, you can catch Ducklet. It's the only place you can catch Ducklet. And it's a unique way of catching Pokemon, because instead of running around in caves or running around in the grass, they appear in patches of shadows that appear all over the bridge. But also in these shadows, you get specific feathers, which they call wings. There's a number of them that influence fast. My favorite being the swift wing, because it influences speed boost. It's like a speed stat.
Basically, think of them just like regular vitamins. So you give them to your Pokemon, and on the level up, they boost that stat by a certain amount. I think you need, it depends on your Pokemon's EVs, which we don't really have time to go into this episode, but just know that it takes like two, sometimes three wings in order to give you a boost. But you can go from getting like one or two a level up to like four or five if you like really want to max out a Pokemon stats.
I easily spent like an hour going around, mostly looking for a Ducklet, but I collected a couple dozen of each wing and gave them all to Percy. And that's fun. I also caught a Ducklet and I named it Grapes after the duck song. It's got grapes with a question mark.
Yeah, because he's wondering if you got any grapes.
So I'm quite fond of that. I'm still going through my thing of catching as many Pokemon as I can. Even if I already have its pre-evolution. If I'm too lazy to evolve it and I can catch its evolved form, I'll do it.
I did that with the Stoutland this morning because I didn't have one of those before and I was going to train one up, but now I don't have to.
Caught a Stoutland?
I caught a Stoutland.
Holy shit. I thought you couldn't catch them until, like, Victory Road.
No, I found one in the Shaking Grass in, like, near Cold Storage.
So much work.
I still don't have a Pantsuit, bro. We both got stuff we gotta do.
But, yeah, once you get to Driftvale City, it's nice. It's got this weird theme that kind of stands out against the rest of Unova. You have this awesome little marketplace where, depending on the season, the fruits and vegetables on their stands, it'll change. We get a team attack. Unova introduced us to Grass Pledge, Water Pledge, and Fire Pledge. If you use two of those pledges together in a double or triple battle, one of three effects will happen, depending on which two moves you put together. I don't know if you went for that, the Fire Pledge for your starter.
So I did not, but the option is always there, so we can always go back. I might. So my Pignite has Heat Crash on it, so I'm thinking of replacing that move because right. Heat Crash is nice, but my boy isn't that beefy yet, so I just gotta still waiting on that part.
And before we go into the story of Driftvale City, I mean, it's got a nice feel, but it's got this weird desert vibe that I feel like should have been closer to Route 4.
I guess
like it's all sandy and dusty.
I'd say more rocky, but I would say more rocky, personally, and I can see why it's more rocky, and well, not more, but why they went for that, and it's because it's a mining site, because you can see that in the gym, which we'll get more into later, but yeah, I definitely think it should have been at least closer to Route 4, instead of being clear across like a whole canal and like all that shit.
But I think now is a safe time to talk about the one side quest in that story in this city that matters before we get into the story of it.
Oh, we're gonna talk about Heartbreaker Charles.
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
So when you enter, it's inevitable to talk about story because, you know, you just let Team Plasma across the bridge and Clay's like, listen, you youngsters, pointing at main character and Sharon, insert whether it's Rail or Lucian here. And it's like, listen, you're gonna explore my city, find Team Plasma, and then you can battle me. And if you talk to the people around town and waste time, like I did,
like everyone did,
you'll find Heartbreaker Charles. And oof.
So funny, bro.
He did not break my heart. But go ahead, talk about him.
So, with Heartbreaker Charles, his whole gimmick is that he's like a bad boy. And he's like, I don't know if it's like this for your game, but in mine, he's riding his motorbike and he's talking about rotation battles. Tells you the rules about rotation battles and how they work, and then he actually, if you talk to him a second time, he actually offers you one. I didn't take it just yet because the first time I was like, I'll rotation battle later, and this time I'm like, I'll rotation battle later, so it's basically the same thing.
In my game, he talks about triple battle, and that's one of the really cool things. It's not just their version exclusive Pokemon, these are like version exclusive battles, but we also talked about them during our battle with each other.
Because we did do one of each type of battle, and now We actually get to see them in game, and we can get a little bit more practice with them. Anyway, with Heartbreaker Charles, I think it's just really funny. Not to mention that dick, I shouldn't call him that. Not to mention that poop head, because I don't know if we're monetizing this one. Nah. Oh, we're not? Okay. Dickhead over here, he bought all the herbs in the shop that I wanted, but it's like, oh no, Heartbreaker Charles just came in and bought everything. Fuck that guy. Damn it. I wanted them.
He's like one of those people who thinks he's the main character. Sparkles all around you, and you're like, who the fuck are you? I don't even know who you are.
100%.
But he's hilarious. Heartbreaker Charles, you break no hearts, but you know.
At least, yeah.
But now we get into the story of what happens in Driftfell City. And honestly, finding Team Plasma, for me, the first time around, because I talked to everyone and found the clues, it was quick and easy. This time around, I obviously knew what was going on, so I went to the right place right away. And then talking to Mr. Shrimp on text, where were you going?
I was literally just running around because... So in this game, it's best to talk to literally everyone before you do anything, just in case like they try to drag you to another area or make you go somewhere. So I was talking to everyone. I went on to the next route. I went to the gym. Nothing happened there. I went, and then I did some feather farming, some wing farming, and then I just completely lost track of where I was supposed to go. So then I started going down to the bottom part of town, and that's when Karasu texted me, and he's like, oh yeah, so how's it going? And I was like, well, it's good. I still got to find Team Plasma. I don't even know where they are. But, you know, I'm looking. And then he told me exactly where I was going, not exactly where to go, and I was going there anyway. So I was like, all right, cool. I don't even got to worry about it then.
Yeah, so they bring you to this area called the Cold Storage. And I'm not quite sure what the cold storage
is. It's a giant fridge. It's a building that's a fridge.
What? Why do they have a giant fridge in a mining town?
Shut up. You're not supposed to think about it that hard.
You're not supposed to. But the fun thing is you can catch some Pokemon there.
Yeah.
Example. I caught Bailey. Bailey is my new herdier. Instead of evolving a Lassie. Even though Lassie did evolve a few episodes ago. Why did I catch another herdier?
Oh, my
questions. Another Pokemon you can catch there, depending on the time of year, because I skipped the Timbers that were there, are Vanillites. And I caught a female Vanillite, which I named Blanca, because, you know, it's vanilla. Vanilla ice cream, they're white. And... honestly, the people there aren't too hard to battle. And going into the whole cold storage, I'm wondering...
Man, what the... Oh my god, he's actually a threat this time.
Choices. As you can tell, Mr. Shrimp is trying to make up for the lack of save. But they have questionable Pokemon there. Like, I get you're going to have Herdier because it's native to the area. They're warm. I get ice types like Vanillite. I get fire types like Pansear. I kind of understand why you have Panpour as a water type. It's close enough to ice that I'm not going to question you. But some of them have Pansage. And grass types don't do well in the cold at all.
Oh my god!
So why do you have a grass type? In a freezer. I don't get it. But anyways, if you hadn't noticed, this is a hiding spot where Team Plasma is. And going in there, where everyone's complaining about the cold, and finding Team Plasma huddled up together in the cold is... It's hilarious.
Yeah, actually, that is really
Team
funny.
Plasma has a lot of... Team Plasma has a lot of moments where they're not serious. Mostly, like, the grunts and all that. This is one of them, and this is hilarious because they're all huddled together around their main leader there. I believe it's Zinzalin that we find.
Yes, it is.
So yeah, so they're all huddled around Zinzalin trying to keep him warm, trying to keep each other warm. And you walk in there, and Charon falls behind because he wanted you to fight everyone, and that's why he's never going to
To
be
be
stronger
honest.
than us. And it's just a small moment that reminds you that they're not just villains, they're people. And people can get cold, except for like a 14-year-old who doesn't
Yo,
talk throughout the
literally
whole
everyone
thing.
in that building is cold. Every single one. There's only one dude in there who doesn't mention that he's cold, and he's just like, man, humans are great. If you're cold, wear a bunch of layers of clothes. Wow, genius. And it's like, I feel like you smoked something before you came in here, buddy, but I'll let you have it.
Considering where he works, yeah, why not? Like, that'll keep him warm. Oh, but before we get into the whole Team Plasma thing, I almost forgot. Last episode we were talking about ships. I don't know, I haven't checked Twitter to see if anyone voted. But I do know we got one vote on who you're shipping or who you guys are shipping. Now, again, this might not be the majority vote because I haven't checked. But last week we asked who you're going to ship. Is it Mr. Trimp being Mr. Shrimp and Charon? Mr. Brimp being Mr. Shrimp and Bianca? Or Charon and Bianca? I don't know what you want to call that ship because there's already an official name out there. I just don't know it off the top of my head. And we got a vote. So, Mr. Shrimp, tell us the winner
The winner
and how
so
this came
far
about.
is me and Charon.
Yes. How did the vote come
Well,
about?
just like we said last time, so I had my girlfriend listen to the video, and she said that that'd be the funniest outcome. So there you go.
So yeah, a shout out to our listener. Thank you.
All right, so let's get on to the gym.
Yeah, you end up finding Team Plasma, and after you beat up four grunts, you beat them up, you take their money, you make them feel bad because they're cold. A whole bunch of workers and the gym leader come and arrest them. And it's like, okay, I'll take you on, go to the gym. And the thing about him is that Clay is this, I want to say he's like this blue collar worker guy. Like, that's what he is. He started off as a miner. He built his industry. He became a gym leader. And when you go to his gym to take him on to get the badge, Getus is waiting. He's like, listen, either you give me my people, or I pretty much wreck havoc and give
Actually,
that
what's
badge.
really cool about that scene, and it took me the second time to really realize what exactly was happening. The interesting thing about that scene is that when he's talking to Getsus, Getsus is saying all this stuff, and he's like really, by nature, Getsus is really persuasive, manipulative, and Clay picks up on that, and he's like, I don't really talk that pretty, but I'm honest, and you talk really, really pretty, but I have a really good feeling that you're lying about whatever you're saying, but you've won this without fighting, so I'm just going to give you your people back. And Guts is like, oh, you're a shrewd businessman. He's like, shut up, just go. Just get out, take your people and leave.
Yeah. Clay is essentially trying to be the peacekeeper here, and I'm wondering how hard that is considering his background. Like, I feel like he fought for a lot of what he wanted. And he's a gym leader, so fighting
That it is.
is a given.
That it is. I need to go catch a herder before I leave Drift Whale. I'm fighting Bianca right now.
So, what ends up happening is Mr. Shrimp and I had a challenge, and that was to take on the gym with just a starter. In which
And I
case I
had
had
Reiki.
Percy, and oh yes, and then we also had a Pokemon with an EXP share. To be honest, I forget who I was training at the time, But the point of the challenge was to fight with only your starter. And this gym was, for me, was
well,
an
yeah,
absolute
so
sweep.
Y'all got to remember that Percy is, at this point, a samurai. So, water type versus ground type.
No. He hadn't evolved
yet. Huh? How? Aren't you, like, level 50?
Well, now, but, like... Okay, I'm only level 50 because, like, I kept playing afterwards. The story is addictive to me. But at the time, he was still about level 31. Going through the gym with four... Was it four water-type attacks? No, I didn't get four until after. Three water-type attacks and revenge for Palpitoad. Because there's a lot of Palpitoads in this gym. Going in with that, and that it being a ground-type gym, I got a lot of experience out of it. Plus, I gave him an amulet coin.
A
so
lot
lots
of
money,
money,
too. The mining industry is amazing.
Right.
But, honestly, despite the fact that I usually over-prepare for gyms and over-train, and he should have been a samurai at that point, because he had that much of a type advantage, and I was confident in the type advantage alone, I didn't overtrain. I went in and
well,
completely
the thing is that
dominated.
Because of your type of end, you didn't really need to train. Like, for me, for a water type, that gym is free. That gym is free as hell. But for me, that gym was a nightmare because I had a fire type starter. So having the Palpitoads, having, let's see. So having all the Palpitoads, having all
ground
the,
type.
The sand dials,
sand
which
dials,
surprisingly weren't that big of a problem. They kept using stupid moves. Especially, yo, the drill birds and the excadrill right at the end with clay. Man, those things were really, really difficult to deal with. So what ended up happening was I just had to be really smart and I had to buy a lot of items. Like, a lot of items. I know that if I were to literally just power level and just grind for maybe, like, 8-9 hours... Actually, no, it'll probably take more than that because these things hurt. But if I were to grind like crazy, then yeah, I could definitely like do it. But instead, I was just like, you know, I'm just going to save time. And I just bought a bunch of items and just used them mid-battle. But I was able to complete the Pokemon Challenge all the way up until Excadrill. Because Excadrill's whole thing, like Clay's signature Pokemon is Excadrill. It's a steel ground type. And he has Hone Claws, Bulldoze, Slash, and then like one other move that I didn't see. But his main gimmick is that his Excadrill has crazy attack, and he tries to slash so he can get critical hits because since Slash has like has a heightened crit chance. Basically, once I got to Excadrill, it was like, okay, are you gonna get crit or not? Because if he gets that crit, I die. So he does two Hone Claws, which gives you 2x attack and 50% extra accuracy, which you don't need, but it's nice. And then he just fishes for Slash. And if he thinks that he's not going to get Slash, and he's going to do Bulldoze, which is also 100% accuracy, which also killed me. So it's like, are you gonna beat him before that? Are you gonna Like, what's going to happen? So, eventually, my strategy turned into doing Flame Charge over and over again until I had, like, 4x speed. Then killing the first Pokemon. And then on Excadrill, just betting it all on Strength. Because Strength was, like, one of the highest damaging moves I had. I could teach him. I couldn't do Return because Return didn't do enough damage. Heat Crash didn't really work because Excadrill, even though he's Steel-type, Excadrill is almost the same weight as Pignite, and Flame Charge does hurt, but it doesn't kill. So I just, you know, had to bet it all. Crazy.
And like, this gym is a humbling experience in the sense that we all have gyms where there's a, especially like let's say, Leaf Green, picking the right starter is the difference between struggling and, like, making it easy. In Kanto, if you start with Bulbasaur, the first two gyms are easy. If you start with Squirtle, the first one's easy, the second one you're on par with. If you start with Charmander, Brock and Misty are going to kick your ass. And this gym was essentially the same thing. I had an easy time, but because of his starter, he didn't quite have the advantage that
didn't I didn't quite. Bro, I had none. What? Bro,
I'm pretty sure if you had access to, like, a whole party, you would have had an easier time and a strategy around.
Yeah, and leveling up Monkey wouldn't have been as fast.
But the whole thing about this challenge, it brings us back to games where the first gym was our starter, all or nothing. But in the end, how did it feel to get the badge with just your
It was just like when you finish fighting a Dark Souls boss that you've been trying to fight for like 4 hours, and it's like, oh my god, I actually did it. Holy shit, why did I do this? It's really, really great, and then you question it, and then you're like, wait, why did I do this? I'm stupid. Singular. One stoop.
But yeah, it was a fun challenge.
It was definitely a tough challenge. It was a fun challenge.
But right after that, we can go into we battle Bianca. And as you heard Mr. Shrimp
say, yeah, before, you know,
he's battling Bianca. And Bianca doesn't, she doesn't pose too much of a threat. But that's the whole thing about her character.
Yo, she's real quick, before we get onto that, yo, I'm actually pretty upset because I just learned that Pignite can learn Grass Knot, and that would have made my life so much easier.
I told you about
it. I didn't check because I'm like, there's no way it's a grass type move. And now I'm like, well, shit, it's a grass type move, and he can learn it.
A lot of fire types come in Solar Beam, and
that's cool, it's because Solar Beam comes from like Sunny Day and shit. Like I can see that one because fire types use the sun all the time for shit. But man, Grass Knot, I'm gonna teach him that right now just so I can say that I have it.
Grass Knot not only would have given you the type advantage, but the way it works is the heavier your opponent is, the more damage it does. With Excadrill, that would have been done.
That would have been free. Although it wouldn't have done any more. It didn't want to know any. It wouldn't have done any extra damage because once again, Excadrill and Reiki are almost the same like weight. But it does more damage the heavier the Pokemon is.
It just has to be heavy. Yeah, but not in comparison to your Pokemon.
Oh, just okay. The heavier. Yeah, yeah, the heavier. Yeah, that would have been great. I'm gonna teach him that now. Yeah. I had a fighting type move, man.
But yeah, after this, there's a you do, especially with your stab damage. Oh my god, Reiki would be all set. But after this is Route 7, no, yeah, Route 6. I think. Route 6. And there's a lot of Pokemon to catch here. So I ended up catching a few. The first one being King. King is a Carablast, which I am going to trade with Mr. Shrimp in a bit. You know, as soon as he gets a Shelmet to trade with.
Right. Is that on Route 6 as well?
No. That is on the Moors of Icarus.
Okay.
So that's like a few badges away.
Damn, you went far.
But this is the only Pokemon that I'm on Opelousas City, to be honest. But this is the only Pokemon where you need a specific Pokemon to trade with. Most trade evolutions, you could trade anything. If you want to evolve your Kingdra, trade your king to get anything in return. And the same goes for most trade evolutions, including those with items. But Shelma and Karrablast are different, because you specifically have to trade one Shelmet for one Karrablast. And I think it's pretty unique. It's just one of the small gimmicks in Gen 5 that sets it apart from everything else. So King is going to be an awesome addition to your team.
All right. No, I was just going to say, I just revolved my my Semi-Sage. So now I have one of those again.
Nice.
Let me catch this
Please
card
save.
Here. And then
Please save now.
It's a recipe for disaster, people.
Okay. I also caught Killer. I also got Killer the Deerling. I forget what I was talking about, but I was playing while I was talking to my sister Taco, and she was saying something about a killer. I asked, what should I name my Deerling? And she was saying something completely off topic. I'm like, Killer? Okay, let's name it Killer. And she looked up from
She's
her
like,
phone
what?
And
That's
said,
not what?
What
I...
So, Killer the Deerling. And on this route, there's a Deerling lab.
A Deerling lab?
I don't know
no,
if you
I
got
there
just
I don't know what
yet,
that is.
Mr. Shrimp. So there's a laboratory on this route where they study Deerling and they study seasons, which is, as we mentioned in the first episode, a gimmick introduced in this generation. Deerling, in its evolved form, Saw's book, they change their appearance depending on what season it is. And while this doesn't change their normal grass type, having four forms is just a visual advantage. It's just nice to look at. So Deerling, specifically, it has four separate colors depending on which season. Pink for spring, green for summer, orange for autumn, brown for winter. And what they ask you to do is to show you each kind of Deerling. So this involved me saving game, turn off, changed a month, coming back, and doing that until I show them all four Deerling. And I got a leaf stone because of it. And this is the only place in the entire game where you can see all four forms of Deerling in one spot. Unless you have them in your box and you never take them outside. That aside, having Deerling, especially with Pokemon Go just recently released the Autumn Deerling.
Actually, yeah, that is pretty nice.
It's kind of nice.
I forgot about that for a second.
I ended up catching a Deerling in Pokemon Go and naming it Killer after the Deerling I just caught. And I like Deerling. It's a great Pokemon, so I'm probably going to leave it in my box and catch a Sawsbuck when I get there. And we also get introduced to our, what do you call it? I guess our Voltorb of the generation, our fake item Pokemon, that being Shroomish.
Wait, Shroomish?
And I found
fungus?
Two Shroomish that were shaped.
I thought Shroomish was Generation 3.
Oh, fungus. Sorry. Fungus. Yeah, so fungus is...
All right, cool.
If you're going to see it soon, Mr. Shrimp. But... and the reason I'm doing most of the talking this episode is because he had to...
Oh, yeah, I'm caught up. I'm caught up now.
Fix his save point.
Well, to where it was. Advanced...
Okay, so you'll see it. You'll see it soon, and... You know, it looks like a Pokeball. You can find them in the wild, which is nice, but... You know, finding them as Pokeballs is a lot more fun. You know,
no.
You think you're going to get a berry or something like that? Nope. I guess the only other Pokemon I caught in this route. I didn't catch it. I caught a Mincino and I traded it in Drifail City to get a Basculin. I got a blue stripe Basculin, which is more common in white version, but can be found in like Rippling Water, one we can surf in black version. This trade will give Mr. Shrimp, it's an in-game trade, so he'll get a red stripe Basculin, which is more common in black version. There's literally no difference between the red and black. I mean, the red and blue stripe.
Yeah, they're Nintendo, doing that. They're doing that with other Smash characters too, dude. Tell me the difference between Richter and Simon. Tell me the difference between Peach and Daisy. Tell me the difference between Samus and Dark Samus. It's like, come on, man. You're telling me there's 76 characters when like there's Mad Echoes that literally do the exact same thing. They're literally not changed except for like, oh, Samus is lightning and Dark Samus is dark lightning. Oh. Like, it's stupid. Peach has hearts, but Daisy has flowers. Whoa. Oh, hilarious.
But for me...
Oh, dude, did you know that Steve came out yesterday?
Pokemon. Nah.
Yeah. Minecraft Steve came out yesterday.
Oh, no.
I already have him in all his DLC, but...
Are you getting him?
That's so funny.
Yo, I gotta check this out, especially the Kirby's.
It's a Kirby, but it's cute.
The Kirby's.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing.
Including for the Enderman?
They got the same moveset there.
Wow.
Yeah. We can definitely check it out sometime.
I didn't know that.
And once we get like a recording set on Twitter too. All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll do all our favorite Kirby's. Getting back into Drifail City, in this route, after we beat Bianca, you get Fly. And the first thing I did was fly home, because if you talk to Professor Juniper and you've seen a certain number of Pokemon, she'll give you an item. I got two items, two TMs, one of which was Protect, the other was False Swipe, and that's very useful for catching Pokemon.
Yeah, you can't kill with them,
your
so that's nice.
One HP. And so yeah, that's the first thing I did. I don't know. You say you went on side quests.
Nothing too crazy. Just going around and getting the daily items and stuff for like all the cities. I got that ice cream from not Driftvale. So I got that ice cream. So that was pretty
yesterday.
Cool. I got a bunch of items. I went back and did that Ferris wheel thing for that guy. The dude who always seems like he's going to pass out right after he goes on the Ferris wheel, but always stays around the Ferris wheel. So I think he's just a masochist.
Yeah, every season.
And I was just trying to see if I can get any extra items that I missed by not talking to people. Because the first three towns, I didn't really talk to people until I met that one dude who changed the music, and I was like, oh, dude, that's sick. Who else does that? And then after that, I started talking to everybody. I didn't get anything crazy, so I don't have to do that this time. But I will go back and talk to Professor Juniper, because I legitimately forgot. She's like, oh, yeah, come show me your Pokedex every now and then. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, I think it's like 60 Pokemon and then 90 Pokemon should give you an item. I could be wrong on those first few numbers.
Oh, because I
just have
I
to
have
see these Pokemon. It's not even that you have to catch them. And I think my next goal is like 115, and that's the last item she gives you. I forget what TM it is, but I'm striving to hit that goal. So I'm talking to everyone. I backtrack to fight people, you know, trying to complete the decks.
Yeah.
That's all the right. Point of the game. Complete the Pokedex.
I hate to cut it short, but I'm going to have to walk puppies soon. So.
Let's
try to wrap this up.
I guess. So the thing is, in this episode, we were also going to talk about Charged Stone Cave.
I have
Mr. Shrimp hasn't explored it yet because of his save delay. So next episode, we're going to try. I was going to say maybe try for Friday. I don't know.
Oh, actually. So Friday, I actually work early. Right, so we'll try for Friday. Get back pretty late. So I don't know about Friday. How about? We'll figure it out later. We can workshop it.
Yeah, but next episode we're going to talk about Chargestone Cave, which is this beautiful, gorgeous cave filled with electric energy.
Man, Paris Hilton,
Mr. Shrimp, you're going to find out what I'm talking about in a bit. And after that, we're going to... Mm-hmm. But there's also a gym coming up, Skyla. And I feel sad for her because the city doesn't offer much, which is why I kind of skipped over and, like, continued. But we're also going to reach a tower, which is a version of Lavender.
We'll try not to.
And please don't cry. Because hearts are weird. That being said, well, Mr. Shrimp, do you want to take the end cards?
There we go. Alrighty. So, my true tryhards. What is going to happen next time is we're going to go through Chargestone Cave. Hopefully, by the next time, we've actually done some trades and some new battles. And hopefully, we can find out the... maybe we can... Like, I'm going to have to do some grinding because Akarasu, I'm not sure why he did, but he decided to make literally just a raid boss of one Pokemon. The rest of his Pokemon, quite frankly, do not matter in the slightest. It's really bad.
I may have raid bossed another Pokemon, but
that's if we do some battles. In the next but I definitely want to try to get trading so we can get more Pokedex stuff done.
Right, yeah. We do have a lot of
especially with I gotta re-catch Gothita because I found you one that didn't have Frisk on it because Frisk is the worst ability ever. But
how many
the thing
have
is
you
that
caught?
I don't have to catch to them find so the one don't have Frisk because Frisk activates at the beginning of a battle because it tells you what item. It Frisks the first Pokemon that comes out, and if it's a double or a triple battle, it gives you the leftmost Pokemon. From like your left, not my left. So as soon as the battle starts, if she has Frisk, I either Merc it so I can get some special attack EVs, or I dip because it's not worth it. And then I gotta go regrind that. Well, while I'm regrinding that, I can get Pinsir. We'll try to anyway. I can. It's just really annoying. That I still don't have a Pinsir. I've met out of all the elemental monkey chances that I've had, I think about 60% of them have been Pansage, and then the other 40% have been Pinsir. I mean, a pin poor, no Pinsir. Hilarious.
Why don't you go with a team of just fire?
I only have two fire types. That's why. Maybe.
Going with just maybe fire types because that if you can either take them out, you can take them out because type advantage of the entire forest legit, or actually there is one more Pokemon that I caught I completely forgot, so because I had fly, I had access to go back to the forest, and there was an area that was opened up that I didn't have time to explore before. Oh, why did I forget this? So I ended up, instead of evolving a Venipede, I caught its evolution, Whirlipede, which I named Roller, short for Steamroller.
That's why I named him Initial D,
whole gimmick of
which
Pokemon.
Is still hilarious to me.
Almost forgot about him. Have him in the box. I got a train Pokemon just so I can get.
Did somebody
Pokemon.
Say
that's they that's all I need to focus on now until you catch up. No, I refuse to pay money Because I'll end up forgetting about
Just
them,
don't.
playing a whole ton and coming back, and they'll be too
Just don't
expensive.
forget about
And I'll never be
them.
able to live my
Set like a
Pokemon.
timer or something. Just set like a timer or something.
Daycare, don't do payment plan. That being said,
I
we do
know,
have
I'm
to wrap
walking the
up the
dogs,
episode,
but
so
I also
Mr.
do need to
Shrimp
head to
can
work,
head to
yes.
work. Oh, yeah, so Mr. Shrimp can walk the dogs and then go inside and then head to work. So Monday we're definitely gonna have an episode of Can We Try Continuing Our D&D Story. And hopefully by Friday or Saturday we'll
We
have
will
another gym
definitely
badge
strive for
to
that. We'll
talk about.
workshop it.
If not for Monday for sure, because we try for an episode a week. So by
Yeah.
then we'll have it, whether we
All
record or not, we don't know
right.
yet.
Anything you want
To be honest, that kind of covers it. Don't forget, guys, stay connected. Two team we tried, stay disconnected from each other in real life. 6 feet apart, keep your masks on, wash your hands, wear gloves, do whatever you have to do to feel safe and to keep others safe in these trying times. Again, elections are coming up, so if you're gonna go vote in person, do whatever you gotta do to be safe. If you can vote by mail, do that so
All right, guys,
you
we'll
can
see you
be
later.
safe. And
Well, there you go. All
today's
right, bye, guys.
episode is